Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into staccato bass patterns in Roller Jungle using Ableton Live Stock Tools, beginner-friendly, but with that real drum and bass bounce. Staccato bass in rollers is basically short, punchy notes that act like a rhythmic engine. Instead of holding a long sub note under everything, you're making the bass dance with the drums. When it's right, it feels like the low end is talking to the kick, the snare, and all the little ghost notes in between. Here's what you're building today, a two-layer bass line. One layer is your sub, clean, controlled, mono, and heavy. The second layer is your mid-bass, short, gritty, plucky notes that help the rhythm translate on smaller speakers and add character without wrecking the low end. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice sweet spot for Roller Jungle and drum and bass. Now create three tracks, a drums track, and then two MIDI tracks, bass SUB and bass MID. And on your master, you can throw a limiter if you want, just to stop unexpected clipping while you're learning. Don't overthink mastering today. We're chasing groove. Before we even touch the bass, we need a drum reference. This is huge. Staccato bass only works if it's responding to the pocket. So get a basic roller skeleton going. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then add hats and ghost snares to create that forward roll. If you're using a drum loop, make sure warp is appropriate. Complex Pro for full loops, beats for tight, punchy stuff. And if you're programming drums yourself, don't be afraid to nudge hats or ghosts slightly off-grid. That tiny human wobble is part of the vibe. Optional but helpful. Add a little swing. In Groove Pool, try something like Swing 16-65, but apply it lightly, like 10-20%. And here's a smart move. Apply swing to hats and ghost snares first, not everything. Let the main kick and snare keep the track grounded. Alright, now sub bass. Go to your bass SUB MIDI track and load operator. In operator, use oscillator as set to a sine wave. This is your clean foundation. Set it to mono. One voice. Keep the level sensible, like around minus 12 dB, because low end adds up fast. Now the key to staccato is the amp envelope. In operator's amp envelope, set attack very fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so basically off. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. What this does is important. Even if your MIDI note is a little longer than you think, the sound naturally stops quickly. It gives you that tight doof instead of doof. Add EQA to after operator. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz to clean rumble you don't need. And if it gets boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility and turn mono on. Sub should basically live in the center. Always. Adjust gain so it's strong but not clipping. Now the fun part. The MIDI pattern. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the sub. Let's talk concept for a second. Staccato in drum and bass is not random. It's usually short notes, a repeating rhythmic motif, and a little bit of pitch movement. Not a big melody. Think two or three notes max. The groove is the hook. Pick a key. Let's go with F sharp minor and start on F sharp as the root. We'll use F sharp 1. So F sharp in the low octave. First, we'll do pattern A, the classic roller pulse. You're going to place short notes on this grid. On beat 1, first 16th, then 16th, to 1.1.1 and 1.1.3. Then repeat that on beat 2, beat 3, and beat 4. So it's that steady da-da, 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 da-da machine gun pulse. Keep the notes about a 16th long to start, but you can go even shorter visually. At this tempo, you might end up with notes that are more like 40 to 80 milliseconds. And make sure notes don't overlap. Overlap is the enemy of staccato. Now let's make it musical. Change just two of those hits to other notes. For example, change the note at 1.2.3 to E, and change the note at 1.4.3 to A. That gives you a little movement without turning it into a melody. Now pattern B, more syncopated, more jungle, more skippy. Try this. Beat 1. F sharp on 1.1.1 and 1.1.3, short. Then add a hit on 1.2.2, still F sharp. That one is cool because it pushes into the snare moment. On beat 3, put E at 1.3.1, then F sharp at 1.3.3. On beat 4, at 1.4.2, then F sharp at 1.4.3. Short notes the whole time. Once you've got the placement, don't skip velocity. Velocity is the groove. In your MIDI velocity lane, make a few notes accented, like 90 to 110, and make the others quieter, like 40 to 70. If every note is the same, it won't roll, it'll just buzz. We want intention. Quick coaching tip. Anchor your bass to the snare. A super easy beginner rule is, protect the snare on 2 and 4. Here's a simple test. If a bass note starts right before the snare, like within 10 to 30 milliseconds, mute that bass note and listen again. A lot of the time, the whole loop suddenly gets cleaner and more powerful. Bass equals impact. Another coaching trick. Think in breaths, not just notes. Roller bass feels fast, because you get a little cluster, then a tiny gap, then another cluster. When you duplicate a one-bar pattern, remove one hit per bar on purpose, especially near the end of beat 2 or beat 4. That inhale-exhale makes the loop feel alive. And here's a sneaky groove move. Use note off as groove. Instead of moving notes off-grid, try shortening every second or every fourth note just a little. Same start time, different end time. It creates swing-like feel without messing with timing. Now, mid-layer, create a bass MIDI MIDI track. Load Waveatable or Operator if you prefer, but Waveatable makes this easy. Choose a harmonically richer sound, like basic shakes with a sawish vibe. Add just a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Keep it subtle. We want presence, not a super saw. Put a low-pass filter on it, LP24. Set cutoff somewhere like 250 to 800 Hz to start. We'll move it later. Add a bit of drive in the filter, like 2 to 5, just to give bite. Now shape the amp envelope so it's plucky. Attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain, low maybe 0 to 20%. Release, around 40 to 120 milliseconds. And give the filter envelope a moderate amount so each note has a little pluck, like it opens and then closes. Now, super important, keep the mid layer out of the subzone. Put EQ8 on the MID and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If your mix is getting muddy, go higher. This is about rolls. Sub is weight, mid is rhythm and texture. Then add utility on the MID if you want width. Something like 120 to 160% can work, but don't go crazy. And if your utility has bass mono options, keep the lows centered. Now copy the sub MIDI clip to the mid bass track. Same rhythm, same pitches to start. Then make it tighter. Try shortening the mid notes even more than the sub, and consider removing one or two mid notes per bar so it breathes. The mid layer doesn't have to play every hit. Sometimes less mid makes the groove clearer. Alright, sidechain. This is the glue that makes it feel like a roller instead of a fight. On bass sub, add compressor, turn on sidechain, and choose your drums track, or just the kick if you have it separated. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You'll tune this by feel. Too fast and it chatters. Too slow and it feels late. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. On bass mid, do the same, but you can push it a bit harder, like 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction, because it's not carrying the pure sub weight. Now listen. If the bass still feels messy, your cleanup checklist is simple. First, make sure notes don't overlap. Second, shorten release and operator and waveatable. Third, shorten the MIDI note lengths. And only if it's still ringing, consider a gentle gate. But be careful, too much gate can click, and clicking usually means your envelope is too sharp for the sound. Fix it at the source first. Quick gain staging sanity checks. Solo kick plus sub. If the low end wobbles unpredictably, your release is probably too long, or there's overlap somewhere. Solo drums plus mid. If it feels loud but you can't hear the rhythm, don't just turn it up. Back off distortion and make the transient clearer by shortening decay. Here's a one-button timing sanity test that's weirdly effective. On the MID track, hit utility mono and drop the MID gain by about 6 dB. If the groove suddenly feels tighter, you didn't have a timing issue. You had an energy masking issue. The mid was stepping on the punch information. Now let's arrange this into a simple 16-bar loop, because rollers live and die on tiny variations. Bars 1 to 4, use pattern A. Establish the engine. Bars 5 to 8, switch to pattern B. Add a little syncopation, and automate the MID filter cutoff slightly open, like up 100 to 200 Hz over those bars. Bars 9 to 12, call and response. Create space. Try removing a bass hit right before the snare in bar 10 so the snare pops, and add one quick pitch drop moment, like a single hit down to D, just for tension. Bars 13 to 16, lift varination. Increase a couple accent velocities, and at the end of bar 16, add one slightly longer note, like an eighth note, but still tight. That's your pickup into the loop restart. If you want one advanced mutation that's super jungle but still beginner safe, do a triplet pepper fill. In bar 8 or bar 16 only, on the MID layer only, Switch grid to 1/8 triplets and add 2 or 3 quick notes as a tiny burst. Keep the sub steady underneath. That contrast makes it feel like a real phrase turnaround. And if your bass rhythm disappears on laptop speakers, here's a clean trick. On the MID layer, add drum bus. Keep drive low, and turn transients up a bit, like +5 to +20. Boom off. You're not adding sub, you're adding a tiny click so the rhythm translates. Finally, common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If the bass smears, release is too long or notes overlap. If the sub sounds huge on your speakers, but disappears elsewhere, you distorted the sub too much. Keep the sub clean and distort the mid instead. If it feels robotic, add velocity counter. Try repeating pattern like 100, 80, 60, 85 across a 4-note cluster. If the kick fights the bass, your sidechain attack is too slow or release is wrong. Beat up attack, then tune release to the tempo. If the mid layer is making the low end hollow and mono, high pass higher and reduce width. Now your mini practice challenge. Give yourself 15 minutes. Build the sub with the operator and that staccato envelope. Program pattern A and pattern B as 1-bar clips. Duplicate for 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4A. Bars 5 to 8B. Add the mid layer. Copy MIDI. High pass it. And sidechain both layers to the kick. Then automate the MID filter so it opens slightly from bar 5 onward. Your goal is simple. Even with a basic drum loop, it should feel like it rolls. When you're done, mute the mid layer and ask, can I still tap the bass rhythm clearly? If yes, you've got solid staccato engine. Then bring the mid back in and make it exciting without stealing the weight. If you want, tell me your kick and snare placement, or describe your drum loop, and I can suggest a 1-bar turnaround pattern that locks even tighter into your pocket.